President Donald Trump's derogatory statements on Thursday about a number of countries are now echoing through the Florida political landscape. I'm Nick Evans. Friday morning, Donald Trump took to Twitter to dispute a Washington Post story which says the president used obscene language to describe Haiti, El Salvador, and a number of African countries as a bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled an immigration measure. Shortly afterward, one of the deal's architects, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, fired back.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions, and in the course of his comments, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist. I use those words advisedly. I understand how powerful they are. But I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday.
Trump's comments are now resonating through Florida politics. Governor Rick Scott, an early and staunch Trump supporter, is distancing himself from the president, issuing a statement that says, quote, "If this report is true, it is absolutely wrong to say or think this. I do not think this way, nor do I agree with this kind of sentiment." A bipartisan group of House lawmakers, led by Speaker Richard Corcoran, issued another statement, saying, quote, "America's greatness is self-evident. We do not need to tear down other nations." But among Democrats, the response has been more heated.
President Trump referred to African countries, Haiti and El Salvador, as shithole countries.
This is Miami Senator Daphne Campbell, a Democrat who was born in Haiti.
He then suggested that the United States should instead bring more people from countries like Norway. Why? Because they look like him. It appears that President Trump does not have an issue with immigrants. He has an issue with immigrants of color.
Campbell and Lantana Democratic Representative Al Jaquette are particularly discouraged by Trump's timing, coming just as people are marking the 8th anniversary of the 2010 earthquake that devastated Haiti.
So while we were preparing to be having a press conference in remembrance of the 500,000 people who lost their lives, countless displaced, we're addressing the degrading, demoralizing, disgusting remarks by someone who is supposed to be the face of our great nation.
And while some are asking for an official apology, West Palm Beach Democratic Senator Bobby Powell takes a harder line.
We don't ask you, we're telling you, because it's necessary. At some point, you can't do what you think is okay. You have to do what's right. And today, I stand unified with everyone behind me and those who you don't see, and we demand an apology.
Trump's presidential campaign was, at times, a daily reminder of his aversion to apologies, with some lawmakers present at the Oval Office meeting refusing to confirm Trump's comments, and two more contending they simply don't recall. It seems unlikely a presidential mea culpa is forthcoming. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.